On the May edition of Our Town, we are looking at some of the candidates. Well, actually, we're trying to look at all the candidates that are running for the Siuslaw School Board. And joining me now is Katie Sneddon. And Katie, how are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Now, there are, I believe you're on one of the seats that has three right now.
I am. Yeah, there's three people running in my position. Position number six.
Now, when did you first decide that this is what you wanted to do?
I've been mulling it over for a couple of months, I would say. I used to be pretty civically involved a long time ago. And then I sort of had my daughter and it kind of, I feel like, just really crawled under a rock for a little while. But that fire's always in me, you know, to be involved and to try to make a positive impact in our community. And I would say a couple of months ago, I started sort of thinking about it. I had a couple of people say, hey, that might be a good fit for you. You should think about it. And then I really waited all the way until the last second to pull the trigger because I wanted to see how it was going to flush out and who was going to run in what position. There's, as you said, three positions open. And in the one I'm running for, there are three opponents.
Now, for those of you, I mean, we get an influx of new people all the time here in Florence.
Totally.
People moving in town, so don't necessarily know the history. Now, Siuslaw Schools is very familiar to you.
Yeah,
let's just say that.
Yeah, it is in so many ways. I mean, obviously, but I am a graduate of Siuslaw School District entirely, all three. and I grew up here, but I also am a small business owner. I employ recent graduates and also kids who are still in the high school and always have since I've had the business. I'm married to a teacher who teaches here. My daughter is a first grader, there's a lot of history. There's a lot of involvement within our family and the school district, but it's something I'm obviously very passionate about.
Now, what are some of the things that you're seeing that you want to be part of? Whether it's change or whether it's keeping things the same, what are some of the things that you're seeing with the school district that you really want to kind of like put your stamp on?
Sure. You know, I've thought a lot about this and how I kind of want to approach it. And I think it's really important to say that I'm not coming in with any sort of an agenda to say, this is not going right. This specific thing is wrong. I want to change this. I want to make a positive impact and I want to be involved. That being said, when you look at the district board currently, Suzanne is on her way out, right? And so that leaves one woman on the board. So it's predominantly male. It's predominantly over 50. There's only one board member right now, which is John, who has two kids in the district. So I really feel like representation is key. And I think there's a big hole on the board that I think I could fill.
Obviously, you know, we talk about the old school or the old regime, whatever you want to call it. There's always great room for someone who has a younger perspective.
Sure.
Going forward, because things have changed. And a lot of times we older folks don't recognize some of those changes.
Sure. And I don't have anything against that, you know,
the wisdom or.
Right. I'm not saying that just because I am in that category of, you know, under 40 and whatever, that I need to be there or that I deserve to be there. But I think because of all the other things that we talked about where, you know, obviously I have a real passion about the schools. Obviously, I'm married to a teacher. I have a daughter in the schools. I employ kids who are in the school. You know, I live here in this community. I want to see the district thrive. I think those things also give me that spot to be there.
Do you see your addition as not just a fresh view, but also a historical perspective on the schools?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Because I do think I sort of have that unique skill set in that I've been here. I've seen a lot. My family's been here forever. So I do have that historical aspect, but I also, you know, I'm on the younger side, and I feel like, I've got that kind of fresher, maybe, perspective.
Because I believe there are a few people that are running, maybe not for your seat, I can't remember right offhand, that, you know, are maybe not have not been here their whole lives or have not been here for the whole period.
Possibly, yeah. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not sure about that.
How has this last year been for you and for your child dealing with this being out of school, sort of back in school? How's that been?
You know,
has that led into your decision at all?
No.
No?
No. We've been very blessed and we are very privileged. I'll just say that right now. I have a schedule that is flexible. So I have been able to homeschool her and not work so that I could do those things. I am totally in the minority and I am well aware of that. And I feel it every day. I do think that one maybe aspect of that did sort of drive me to run. And again, going back to the, you know, sort of demographics that I represent, but talking about moms in this pandemic, moms have shouldered so much of that burden of, you know, losing headway in the workforce and in civic engagement because they are predominantly the ones that are either rearranging their schedules or cutting back at work or leaving work entirely so that they can be home to oversee their kids, you know, hybrid learning or online learning or whatever it may be. So I do think that I wanted to see that represented too. I think it's really important to point that out.
And then again, there were also some parents who weren't necessarily able to be home to help their kids through this. And some of those kids fell behind a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, absolutely. It's really tragic.
Is that something that you think needs to be addressed on how to move forward, how to get kids back,
yes,
you know, to even playing field?
Yes, I do. I'm really kind of nervous about the future as far as that goes. I think fair and equitable education is paramount. And how we do that moving forward, I'm not exactly sure, but I'd love to be a part of the conversation and try to lend, you know, my expertise to it.
Right. Is there anything you would like to say or any statement you would like to make about your candidacy or about your desire to run before we finish up?
No, I think I kind of said it. I do. I can sum it up for you if you want, but I think I pretty much gave it to you.
All right. Katie Snedden is running for the sixth seat.
Yep. Position six.
And the Siuslaw School Board, School District. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And, you know, I tend to agree that we need some younger folks in there, you know, that are maybe currently parents.
Yeah.
You know, I know what kids are dealing
right.
with.
Right. I think younger is yeah, we can point that out. But I think the fact that I'm a woman, that I'm a mom, and that I have a young child, I think those are almost more important than the age factor. And I also am married to a teacher. Yeah. I didn't really point that out. I mean, I did point it out, but, you know, I feel like that's one other sort of layer to what I've got going on in my skill set is that, yes, I'm all of these things, but I'm also married to this teacher. So while I really feel like I want to support parents and kids, and that's what it's about, I also want to make sure that we're really supporting teachers and staff. And, you know, that's teachers and staff have really been through it, too, during this pandemic. So, yeah, I just want to make sure that we're representing everybody all together.
One more thing that's probably going to come up in if you win in your tenure is going to be there's a big desire to either remodel, rebuild, or replace.
Right.
How do you feel about trying to get the money together to do some of those things?
I feel like it's really important that we invest in our community, which starts in our schools. And that being said, I don't know if a remodel or a teardown or a fresh build, I don't know right now which of those is the most responsible option, but I definitely think investing in facilities is huge and making sure that these kids and teachers and staff and everybody have safe and well-appointed places to learn.
Right. Katie Snedden, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next, also for Position 6, is Larry Martindale on this edition of Our Town.